Apparently, willpower is much like a muscle. It can be strengthened with practice and persistence. Actually, it is so simple. You only have to engage in regular running and voila, zimzalabim, that will build up your stamina and you are also enhancing your self-control.
Welcome to Hypno Running, the show where we do more than just talk about running. We help you find solutions to develop your full potential, making you a better, faster, and smarter runner. And here is your host, Heiko.
If only it were so simple, we would all be the best runners, wouldn't we? But we are not. Welcome to today's show. Yes, as the lady said, Heiko is my name, H-E-I-K-O, coaching, training, mental techniques to you, the runner, or perhaps the future swimmer. Here on the show, no, we don't review water bottles, although that's a fascinating subject. Or, oh, hang on, GPS watches, because you know that's not the really important part of running. I'm not saying a water bottle isn't important, a GPS watch isn't important, but it's not what we talk about here. Here, we talk about the most important part of running, which is all about developing persistence, building your intrinsic motivation. And today's topic, willpower, whether you finally want to start going to the gym to strengthen that core or various aspects of maybe changing some things in your life, which you know aren't doing you well, from resisting temptations, from that beer that you seem to enjoy very much every evening, or like that cheesecake, I'm not mentioning any names, who likes cheesecake, with that delicious golden brown crust, or you just want to maintain focus on long-term goals. Willpower exercises, implementing mental exercises to strengthen that willpower. Now, I first want to share something. It seems like spring is going to come. I was worried a bit here during winter, but it now does seem like spring will eventually come. And my neighbor, he doesn't have an issue with this topic, willpower. Every Saturday, come rain or shine, he's in his garden. Seriously, even in winter. Now, what yard work needs to be done in winter? I have no idea. What's there to do? But he's a great example when it comes to understanding willpower. And now, how does that relate to running? Well, very simple. Running is something that we are not just doing from a health or physical benefit. If you just want to live healthy, there are many other things you could be doing, less stressful. There's a deeper meaning behind why you run. And no, don't worry, this is not going to be a show about why I run story out there. Oh, this is just, hi everyone, all my fans, I just want to share my story. No, you don't need another story like that. There are plenty, hundreds, thousands, millions maybe. Okay, especially listening to the show regularly, you've already figured that part out. It's not about putting yourself on the pedestal. That reason behind being healthy, or just perhaps becoming fit or remaining slim, or just being a runner or a park runner or a marathoner, that marathoner part, it does sound cool. It's the key to mastering self-control and, of course, developing that resilient mindset. Your journey making this connection starts actually with science and leads to practical strategies for everyday life. University of Sydney, they conducted a huge study. Where did they get the money from? And I came across this, and it's called longitudinal. I've got to look at my notes here. Longitudinal gains in self-regulation from regular physical exercise by Megan Oates and Ken Cheng. Summary, listen to this. The objective was, again, I'm quoting you, the purpose of the present study was to test whether the repeated practice of self-regulation could improve regulatory strength over time. Basically, and how they did this, or the method, the regulatory performance was assessed at a baseline, then at monthly intervals for a period of 4 months. They used a visual tracking task. So they looked at perceived stress, emotional distress, self-efficacy, and the regulatory behavior. And that was assessed by a questionnaire. Then there was a two-month control phase. So it's already 6 months. Following a two-month control phase, and participants entered a two-month self-regulation program designed to increase regulatory strength, a program of regular physical exercise. And these researchers, pretty smart people, they found that the participants who began exercising regularly, they showed huge improvements in Three things: their ability to resist temptations. I need that for that cheesecake. Manage their emotions. I need that when I hit that first traffic light early mornings, which has a very short green phase. And anyway, you know what? Anyway, point three: engage in healthier behavior without explicit instructions to do so. And this study found that a number of natural benefits also came out of this exercise, that regular habitual exercise. Reduce procrastination, decrease consumption of junk food, and increase saving. I don't know what that has got to do with running, but hey, that's what the study said. I thought, let me put it in just to be correct. So the key takeaway is, big drum roll, that even with minimal exercise, starting with a little as just twice per week, significantly boost the willpower. But let's dive a little bit deeper into the science of willpower. As you know, if you've ever signed up for a training plan, willpower will always be strengthened through the actual use. Now, that doesn't mean that it's immune to fatigue. You know, this concept is based on another scientist called Baumeister, and he showed, or his research revealed that, a lot of R's and E's in this one, research revealed that willpower is not an unlimited resource, but rather a finite one that can be depleted through overuse. Ha, that's for you. All you runners are like, I can do more, I'm going to do more, I need to do a lot of miles to feel satisfied. No, you're actually going to be breaking your willpower. I might not agree with that fully, but it can happen. It sounds like a bit like all hope could be gone, too much negativity. But like physical muscles that can be trained and strengthened over time, willpower can also be developed through that consistent practice and exercise. And where's the missing link here? Willpower plus consistency. They seem to go hand in hand. And the physiological basis of willpower involves these complex interactions with the body. And including, we've got to talk about HRV, heart rate variability, and glucose levels. The successful exertion of willpower is associated with a temporary increase in HRV, heart rate variability. So this suggests a link between psychological reasons and self-control capabilities. Again, we need to be aware, highlighting the importance of maintaining stable blood glucose. That level needs to be optimal for that self-control. And running, of course, consists widely or consistently acts as a willpower booster. Once you've gotten out and you're starting to do it, it boosts your willpower. So additionally, doing this right, that sprint exercise, if it says sprint exercise on your training plan, not only benefits the body, but also enhances that mental strength, that willpower strength. And that regular running will improve self-control across various domains, from diet, yard work apparently as well, to emotional regulation. Just think back. Is there a time in your life where you realized that you didn't go out for a run and you were unbearable? Right. So, or perhaps others told you should go for a run. And that's the scientific fact behind it. So this improvement is attributed to the running role in increased heart rate variability and improving a scientific point glucose metabolism, which is different for everyone. And they're vital for sustaining that willpower. So that said, as a regular runner, by engaging in physical exercise, you need two factors. You require to build willpower by itself. You need to choose to run, especially when it's not the best time, where the weather isn't right, there's body pain, or when there are other tempting items in your fridge or on your sofa. Always in form of self-control practice that's going to be strengthening the willpower muscle. Naturally, over a given period of time, this leads to a natural improved self-control in other areas of your life. So the reply when you're asked, how do you do it? You know, how do you continue to run so consistently over many years? And eventually, if I say it just come naturally, that's not very correct and helpful, is it? And you're going to think like, what a arrogant, it just comes, it can't be. Naturally, because, you know, if you ask me that, I've honed and practiced and used techniques to reach this point. But that's not helpful to somebody. It's like explaining a kid how to ride a bike and has never even done it. And the bike is three sizes too big. There are steps in between. And there are so many studies out there where participants who adhere to an exercise program display better self-regulation and behavior unrelated to physical activities. So there are steps in between. You first start off with a small little tricycle, and then you have a bicycle which has got those wheels, and it's always the right size, and you grow along with it. And the practical implication of these findings, they are thoroughly researched. And if you have someone in your run club or in your circle of friends or family who wants to improve their self-control and adopt healthier lifestyles, offer better advice than "it just comes naturally to me, you know, it's just who I am," or some Facebook meme, you know. Immediately, we should explain to others, incorporating regular physical exercise into your daily routine, drum roll, will enhance your willpower. That in turn will make it easier to resist temptation, will help you stick to goals, if you ever made any, and additionally will help you make healthier choices. Wow, that's such a big benefit. We should be proclaiming that word out loud. And what we have spoken about today is just that missing piece about understanding the connection between exercise and willpower. That alone offers such a valuable perspective for following and adhering to training plans. Plans that not only improve your running ability, but also support you in achieving a broader lifestyle change. Viewing your running as a tool for building inner strength will motivate you to maintain that physical level of fitness that you have. But we all know self-control. Let's dive a little bit into the science of self-control. Your ability to resist immediate gratification is already reduced by the number of instant gratifications you can get. If you're somebody who's got a social media account and you post a photo, 200 like. Could mean 200 people boosted my ego, so to speak. But actually, for us to achieve long-term benefits, we need self-control and not likes. And self-control takes time. It's not instantaneous, and it will be boosted only by the role of more activity. Doing that run as it's planned in the calendar, going to the gym, strengthening those core muscles. It's instrumental to further increasing your willpower. So engaging in regularly adhering to that training plan not just strengthens your endurance or your muscles, but also your capability to delay that gratification and resist that temptation from that cheesecake to that unhealthy food habit like too much screen time. Just a little side note. When is the last time you checked your smartphone screen time? Feel free, pause the podcast, pause your run, check it right now. You might be surprised or shocked or angry. Let us acknowledge this also. There is no yard work going on in winter in my life because of the emotional impact on willpower. Stress and emotions that play a huge part in your willpower level. If I don't want to do it because in the cold and rainy weather isn't calming and soothing to me, the job will not get done. And that's why for my running, I can stress the highest level of importance on this regular routine that I do. This again mitigates stress, which in turn boosts my motivation and keeps myself disciplined where it should be. So it's all about challenging your emotions to work for you, pushing you towards your goals rather than pulling you away. And there's also behavioral aspects and willpower. Your daily behaviors, from what you eat to how you approach your running, are directly influenced by the willpower. If those shoes are ready, if they are neat and clean, the socks are also in the place, the trousers on the place, those running shorts, that t-shirt, that jacket, if everything is there, and we've established that, and by applying that behavioral change rather than every time looking for the things and then you've got more reasons to delay everything. These are techniques like signing up to a planned race event and thereby setting a clear goal. So not just a long distance goal, also a short different goal. And you're self-monitoring. You can see you haven't yet prepared your running gear. And that all helps you overcome temptation to make excuses, because it's so much easier if it's aligned with your value system. Your training plan, doing that personal best or run that first half or full marathon, it's see it as an intervention strategy. Think of running as a strategic intervention, you know, a way to empower your mind to be improving your health demands a lot more effectively than you've ever done it. Until you even overcome issues like, now, I've got to be careful how I explain this, but sometimes maybe you have a little niggle in the knee. Okay, and you know today's going to be a 10K run, and it's not great to have the first 400, 500 meters a bit of something weird in the knee. And before, this was the perfect reason for you to stop running straight away, and that's it. You know, you gave that niggle top priority. But how about you give your willpower top priority to continue continue. No, I'm not saying don't share this podcast and say this is a guy who's saying you've got to run through pain. I didn't say that. What I'm saying was you have a little knee pain, and what might happen is that at kilometer one, it suddenly goes away, and at kilometer five, you cannot even remember it. It's maybe that that first couple of meters of joint pain because you've been sitting the whole time. So you rather give that top priority to the willpower, which has improved your pain severity, which highlights the huge important connection between physical and mental fortitude. So this is a precious insight that I want you to share also, setting and achieving those run goals. When you've set up to improve your 5K or 10K, that's when you're understanding the connection between your willpower and your training plan. That's crucial. Your success relies on setting strategic goals, implementing a change in the way you behave or behavioral changes, and you need to be accurately measuring your progress. Oh, gee, Heiko, the show isn't for me. I just run and feel, and just like to feel great. You're stressing me with all this information. No, I'm not trying to stress you. I want to give you the importance that life is short and that we've only got a very little time in our life where we can really excel. Tell me where you're really excelling. Are you like the top earner in your company? Are you the top crack? Everybody goes to you and you know everything. Are you really that runner that you could be? Or are you still lacking short? Even I'm not the runner I could be. There's still so much more I could do, starting with that better comrades time, which I actually trained for and should be getting, but that's still out there. Now, this led us to developing long-term goals, crafting long-term goals, helping you become the best runner you can be. Long-term, the healthiest one. And that gives you clear directions. It helps others that are lacking this skill by asking them, hey, envision where you want to be as a runner. Do you really just want to be, I just want to finish it, you know? Is it running your best marathon or improving your run posture or simply engaging in the furthest run you've ever run? So, of course, don't let the enthusiasm make you or a listener get carried away, perhaps like I'm carrying away here now. Anyway, ensure that the goals are within reach so that the next thing, motivation, stays sharp. It doesn't dwindle. Make a list of the goals that you want to achieve. If you haven't, make them smart, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound so you have a path. And if you're new to this and goal and you're really maybe excited now, you're going to go to Amazon.com anyway. Get yourself a copy of Make Every Step Count and just write my name, Heiko Stribel, Stribel, Heiko, Heiko, and go direct into these points. It's a powerful process that I wrote out in such a way that you can relate to it. If you can relate to the show, this book is going to help you step by step guide you into really setting goals and then implementing the action plan, because it takes behavioral change. That's the foundation of achieving any run ambition. Recognize it's not just that raw willpower. If you just have that thought, you know, it's going to smother you. And of course, there's habits and self-discipline which are involved. So therefore, you need to establish rules and deadlines that guide you and that keep you in those routines, like schedule time or checks to get active. It doesn't always need to be a run time, but we're sitting too much these days. You need a time where you are going to do something, go for a walk, to do. It needs to stay on your calendar, to do. And I wouldn't avoid immediately introducing rewards that align with your goals. You know, we're not preschool kids. You know, everybody can raise their hands and he gets a little medal and wonderful, you all took part. No, I'm not talking about that. Make some things that are powerful motivators, but don't use those Instagrams or, you know, social media things. That's not real. Use something real. And first create a framework that supports you in this transformation of shifting from motivation into that steadfast habit. And then measuring, that's a reality check. So you keep laser focused and pointing towards your goals. You use tools like your fitness tracker or any app on your phone or Strava to get that concrete insight. Look, you're spending money anywhere on Netflix. And if you did check your screen time on your phone, you're most probably shocked. Rather use that screen time that you're using for Netflix and that money and give that to Strava. You know, spend your time reflecting on that and see your willpower and your belief and your self-control, how it's been building, because suddenly your calendar entry is a lot fuller with completed runs. And perhaps offer how this affects your diligence, your adherence to the plan, and be really honest with yourself. And this systematic like approach to tracking your route to success ensures that your gains in adhering and committing to a plan, executing them helps you build more gains because you're building your willpower as well. It's nothing. Nobody's going to knock on your door and give you that willpower. Stop admiring other runners for their willpower. And then, only then do you reach a stage where regular physical activity conditions your brain, much like it does a muscle, which in turn then and only then boosts self-control and self-regulation. Only if you overcome challenges in your run, training, in your exercise routine, and then do you train your brain to navigate through willpower challenges more effectively every time. And those challenging run exercises, like getting those glutes and hamstrings to work, butt kicks, heel to butt kick, or traditional butt kicks, usually performed incorrectly, and swing the heel in a half circle towards the butt, power skips, karaoke drills, no, not karaoke drills, karaoke drills, bounding strides, doesn't matter how well you do them. Of course it does. But most important is you do them. You will get better and better. And the benefit is doing this will bolster willpower by increasing neural growth and releasing endorphins, which enhance mood and pave the way for more self-control. And this is because regular engagement in these type of challenging exercises improves your brain resilience to stress, enabling more effective willpower management. There's a manager sitting there who manages their willpower. He needs to be enabled. And this willpower is pivotable for improvement, whether it's a small goal, whether it's a big goal, whether it's an impressive goal. It serves as fuel that powers you through the highs and lows. And that's how you should explain it. You know, I hope, of course, more highs, but usually with me, it seems like a bit of equals in my running life, at least. So it underpins grit, the ability to persevere towards long-term goals, despite setbacks, which is so important to become the best runner you can be. And remember, those people who ask you, they deserve an honest answer, and this is an honest answer. And if you feel that this show is something which could inspire somebody or somebody needs to hear it, just give it a share. I want to finish off with a verse here from 1 Corinthians 10. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure that. Thank you for listening to today's show. My name is Heiko. God bless you. And remember, take it easy.